As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
The Gate.
You think they went with Dietz and Zuzu?
Of course they've gone with Dietz and Zuzu. Look, I appreciate that you came all this way to save me. But we're mercenaries. This isn't our first rodeo. Of course they've gotten away.
Heck they. Cleo came to save you.
Yes, well, look. You've saved me.
She doesn't know that.
Right. Okay.
So if it was you going to save Cleo, would you have gotten the sip with Dietz and Zuzu?
Look, let's do what we can. I'll reach out with my mind, I'll try and connect. We'll find Cleo, we'll connect, everything will be fine.
Heck. Alright, well hurry up, it looks like the ship's gonna break apart any second.
I'm not getting any readings, but there's two life forms on board that ship. That's clearly Trevor and Cleo. Of course, it has to be.
Escape pod!
We'll just follow that escape pod, and then we'll reunite back on midspace, and everything will be fine.
Oh, heck V, okay, hang on. I wish Trevor was here to fly this thing.
That's the first time anyone has wished Trevor to be anywhere.
Okay, that's fine. It's not going well. We'll just follow the escape pod. And we'll all be laughing about this when they all come out.
Boris, you can chalk this up as another success for our mercenary band. Oh, brilliant. You know what? I wasn't even scared for a moment there. Being stuck. Being trapped. Oh, no. I knew from the very beginning that you would come to save me and that Cleo. Well, there's nothing in all the system that could stop Cleo.
I guess Trevor probably found the escape pod.
That is not some Terran flying. Look at how chaotic it is. That is definitely some flying from Trevor. That is some good flying.
Those race ships, they're kind of coming quite close. You sure you can't hail them on the communicator?
Right, okay, let's try this again. We're going to all frequencies, broad, all ranges. Right, let's just route this in. Pull that wire out, please, and plug it in over here.
Right,
and we'll amplify, and... No. Boris, everything seems to be dead. All communications, all lines of...
I told you, my daddy has an invention that does... Oh, heck, we're not going to be able to communicate with anyone. It'll be fine if we can get down to the station and just talk to someone face to face.
It's going
to
be fine, Boris. They've almost landed. We're almost in range of Midspace Station. We'll be in that artificial gravity well very soon.
With that race ship, I mean, it's kind of coming down on it.
Bloody hell, they are. Right.
Oh, heck! Almost got us!
They're bloody shooting at us, Boris! Quick, avoid! I'll jump at the navigations.
I'm not Trevor, V! I can't avoid! We're just taking it straight on the seals!
Meanwhile, on power, we're going to charge up shields. Boris, quickly, dive.
Diving! Oh, heck, do you think that escape pod has shields?
Because they'll be fine.
They're firing on that, too!
Send out shields. Shield project. Do we have shield project?
V, this is an MAX class cruiser. Of course we don't have Oh, heck!
Oh, my glob. No.
They're taking a hit, but it's fine. The Trevor will land it.
Okay, they're almost there.
There's a lot of smoke and flames, Sissy.
They're gonna make it.
Look, it's pulling up. It's gonna land.
They didn't make it. That was... That's Cleo and Trevor there.
We don't know that it was them.
There's no one else it could be.
It could have been anybody. No. Maybe we were right the first time. They probably went with Zuzu, right?
No, they would have lasted. They would have stayed on the ship until the very last moment. They would have come looking.
The ship is gone.
Boris. That was Trevor. That was Cleo.
Step out of it. They're still firing on us, see? What do we do?
What do we do?
We don't know for sure that was them, see? We didn't see everything that happened.
We know that they would have waited to the last moment. That was it.
See, there were hundreds of escape pods on that ship.
Well, where are they then, Boris? Where are those ships?
Well, I don't know. We've circled around. Oh, heck, they're still firing on us. Heck, where can we go with safe from the race? They're everywhere. Maybe we can get a better idea of what's going on down there on the TV. Just turn it on, Zeds. Find the mid-space news.
Boris, you do what you want. You came here looking
for me. You'll see. Zuzu's got this worked out.
Cleo came here looking for me. And I've just watched. Boris, you do whatever you want.
We gotta do something. Our shields are at 50%.
Oh, let them go.
I'll put you on the news.
This is Grimoire with MSNN reporting live from the Central District with breaking news. Long-range scanners have confirmed a large Wraith invasion fleet entering low orbit. The remnants of ex-Terran agitator known as the Captain, control ship has crashed into the downtown sector, leaving a massive crater in the heart of the city. Authorities are still assessing the damage, but it appears that a large portion of downtown has been completely leveled by the impact. Transit systems throughout the area have been shut down, and residents are advised to avoid the crater zone and surrounding areas. All traffic in and out of the system has been halted. The gates are closing, and no ships will be allowed to depart or arrive until further notice. The area around the gates has been deemed unsafe. In light of these developments, all citizens are advised to stay in their homes and avoid travel, especially via light rail in proximity of the impact zone. Damage to station life support is possible, but unknown at this time. Do not attempt to reach the gates or transit stations until the area is clear. Remain inside and off the streets to avoid injury. We urge everyone to remain calm. For now, stay tuned to MSNN for updates as this critical situation develops. We will report any new information as we receive it. Unified denizens of midspace, remain together. Stay safe out there.
What do we do? The gates are closing. They're shooting at us. Our base has been destroyed. Do we leave? Do we go out the gates?
Cleo. Trevor. And now Rhys. And all of Midspace.
They... Somebody needs to make a decision here.
Who did this? Was it your father? Was it that captain?
They're shooting at us, and I don't know where to go.
Doesn't matter where we go.
See, seals are at 30%.
Boris, I don't care. Let it come.
See, I'm not losing you as well. We're leaving. The gates are only half closed. I'm punching it.
We've lost them all.
Well, we haven't lost each other. We can come back. Come back and find out what happened to everybody. But for now, I'm getting you out of here, Lee. Don't worry. I might not be Trevor, but I'm pretty sure I can get through this gate before it closes. Heck! See, we've still got just enough shields. We're gonna get out of here. If we get out just as it closes, they won't be able to follow us.
Boris, it's all over. Don't you see? Midspace. It's collapsing. The Wraith are here. Heck, everyone will be here shortly.
That's why we have to not be here, then.
What's the point? Everything we've built. Heck. Boris, Trevor and Cleo are gone. And heck, Rhys is going to be gone soon and is already under an entire mountain of scrap. Meanwhile, we sit here in this tin can, barely keeping afloat. We can't do anything, not against them, Wraith, and not against your dang father and his Terran Empire. And soon enough, we'll see the Synth wander on in, and they'll pick at the scraps. And then where will we be? Two lost mercenaries looking for somewhere to call home, while everything we have known has been destroyed and lost into that void. That void that we've only just barely escaped. And now you want to try and be hopeful? I'll tell you hope, Boris. Turn off the shields. Accept it now. It's done. It's over.
I've failed before. I've lost everything once already. And this time I haven't hecking lost everything because I've still got you. No, I will not turn off the seals. And I will not turn back. We will get out of here.
And if you hadn't come for me, Boris, you would still have Trevor and you'd still have Cleo. And if it hadn't been for me, then maybe Rhys would be alright as well. Everyone would be fine.
See, we did what we could.
And what we could was not enough. It wasn't near enough.
I'm gonna get you out of here. We're gonna find somewhere we can hide out for now. I'll make you a new body. I'll make you one, V.
Want my advice, Boris? Make some strong drinks. Wait.
Well, I've got a bit of an idea. Where we can hide, at least. I'll put this on autopilot and see what the captain's bar situation is like then. See? She's definitely got a bar back here. I'm gonna make 10 tops.
Make them bloody 20 tops. I don't want to remember. I don't want to be.
1 week later.
Two more of the usual, Jack.
You're on your, fifth, buddy. It's... I mean, I love selling them to you, but this is a lot of juice.
Well, look, if you love selling them so much, then bring over two and take us to our seventh.
Glam! Damn it!
You heard them. My friend is just very thirsty.
Yeah, okay. I gotcha. Kessel, make them weak. These two are a mess.
I heard that.
Yeah, well.
They...
Oh, Boris.
I got some ideas that if I could maybe put a second arm onto your new body, then you could go and get the drinks sometimes.
Boris, you want to see me get the drinks?
And other things too, V. If you had two arms, you could...
Right, well, Boris, watch this. I'll go get the drinks. Right. Here we go. I'll go get the drinks, Boris. Don't worry about me.
Easy there, fella. Why? Yeah, this is a public establishment.
Out of the way. Right here.
Gee, Kressel, get the mopping up. Mopping up.
You there.
I think that... I'm so sorry about this.
Don't be sorry, Boris.
Just taking my drink.
I'll take these.
Oh,
yeah.
Our drinks.
Excuse.
Oh, don't say anything to them. Just let it go. Just let it.
You got something you want to say?
No, he's fine.
No need for that.
Let's go.
I will not be coming back here again.
See, you didn't need to use the energy blades.
Boris, shut up and drink.
Thank God for probably had enough, V.
You know who hasn't had enough? Cleo. Trevor. Reese. And everyone else on MidStation that we failed. Why, Boris? Why is it you came for me? Now everyone's dead. I couldn't even reach out to them and hear them. Hear Cleo's voice once more. Trevor is silent. The whole ether has gone quiet. Radio, communications, telepathy, anything out of that sector of space is dead. Your father... Your father did a stand-up job, Boris. It's all gone. Now we sit here, in this backwater, waiting for news that won't come. About friends that are long gone in a place under rubble. Well, and you're worried about tricks stolen from some hecking bloody bastards.
I got that thing. There's not that many bars on the station, so let's try not to get banned from another one, okay?
Oh, Boris, we'll just steal all their money and go to the next one like we've done the past three times. I am sick of trying to make everyone happy. You know what we used to do? Boris, lean in. You know what we used to do? Before I met you, we'd go from planet to planet and steal everything. That's right. I would go from planet to planet and steal every single drink that was available. And we would take and take and take until we had our fill. And you know what we would leave behind, Boris?
What, the?
Nothing. Death. Not even death, a non-life. A ceasing to exist. And you know what we thought while we drank all those liquids sailing away from whatever place we stole from? nothing. We thought nothing. And I left that. And you know what I brought to Midspace? And to Cleo, and Trevor, and Reese? Nothing. And so that is what we will bring now to everyone.
Well, I still gotta make you another arm, Z. And we still gotta try not to get ourselves killed or banned from any more places along the way, right?
Does anyone here want to try and have a go? Anyone here want to try and take down this jelly?
He's drunk. He's really drunk. Oh, so you're embarrassing me.
Oh, heck, Boris. Heck to your embarrassment. And heck to everyone here. Bunch of bloody cowards. None of you were bloody there. None of you raised a finger. And none of you were doing anything. Just like me. Bloody cowards. Not doing anything. Entire world's been destroyed. And I'm gonna sit here. I'm gonna do nothing about it. Boris, you try all you might. Nothing will come of it. Cleo, Trevor, Reese, Midspace, all gone. It should have been me. I'll never forgive you, Boris.
I'll never not save you, Z.
That's why we're doomed. I'll tell you what, Boris. I feel the old ways bubbling back up.